This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's a summer weekend when Hollywood likes to drop a new movie. This year, big-budget dystopian fantasy seems to be everywhere. White House Down, Olympus Has Fallen, After Earth. Well, the new one is Elysium, out in theaters today, where the wealthy have left everyone else on Earth and decamped to disease, poverty, and immigrant-free Elysium. Wesley Morris writes for Grantland and talks about movies with us. Thanks for coming on the show.
Nice to talk to you.
This movie teases out some big questions about wealth, poverty, immigration. Explain those to me a little bit.
The 1%, which appears to be in this film, all the white people, have gone to a satellite planet where Jodie Foster is the defense secretary and wants to keep any Los Angelinos or anybody from Earth, those poor, dirty Earthlings, from entering her airspace. So she happily just sends missiles to shoot them down.
I mean, this sounds like it is spinning out the divide between the 1% and the 99% to tremendous extremes.
Actually, it is in some ways, but it doesn't really go far enough, to be honest with you. It has to sort of make people feel good about something that is inherently unsolvable and kind of a downer, right? Inequality, injustice, social and economic injustice, and this idea that the chasm between who people who have and people who don't have is growing so wide. This movie takes it to farcical proportions, where the people who have enough to buy a planet where they don't have to live with people who don't have anything. So you're the only white guy on Earth saving all the sort of remaining brown people by taking on the white people of this man-made satellite.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm curious about this great white savior dynamic that they've set up.
Well, I mean, commercially, I think I understand it. It's sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. This movie wants to be a movie about racial injustice and socioeconomic injustice, but it sort of has to sort of, it can't happen unless you have basically a white star.
Neil Blomkamp, who directed Elysium, does not like the comparisons to Occupy Wall Street and people saying, you've created this semi-socialist allegory. And yet, a lot of these themes are in this movie.
I think that Blomkamp is sort of, his agitation over people sort of saying this is some kind of allegory seems a little misplaced. He said it in 2154, and for as much as he wants to say that his movie is about now, which it so clearly is, it also sort of uses the freedoms and liberties of science fiction to sort of make these larger points.
As social criticism, does it work?
I think it's saying a lot of different things. I don't think it's saying any one particular thing in an interesting way. I think that this idea of white flight, of literal white flight, where like the whites have like flown to some planet that they created for themselves, is a very compelling idea. It's totally obvious, but its literalism is actually kind of beautiful in some way.
Wesley Morris of Grantland, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.